Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a Friday. That obviously means the open line, whatever you want to discuss. Let's go.
Hey, guys. It's a Friday, man. What's on my mind is that it's 5 months, Bafethu. Going for, it's like it's 6 months. Ask a holy. Mina no mdinwa. Due to the fact that you are F. Along kaze, the season fan. Sinking and saying you stress by car.
Due to the fact, what? Sorry?
UIF, unemployment fund.
So what does he need to? What does he need to explain?
So I think the he's probably lost his job and he's been obviously expecting money from UIF and it hasn't been paid.
Oh, okay. I don't know how long that money is supposed to take, but we can try and find out from you. But yeah, just hang in there; it will eventually come, I guess.
Open line on Kaya 959.
For the open line, I want to know. When the other shows get like guests, don't they brief them of what to say and what not to say, like on air? Because on Andy's show, like there was a lady there that was there. She was using a foul language, and I just wondered if don't the guests being briefed so as to what to say and what not to say. Nice show, ba.
Thanks. Well, we can't speak for other shows. But yes, ideally, before you put anybody on air, you would brief him. But also, you take it for granted. It's common sense.
Yeah.
That you obviously on a public platform, you're broadcasting and there are children listening. There's a standard to which you need to adhere.
But also, in the guest defense, we've even heard this on Sing It Back. Sometimes people are just nervous to be on air.
Yeah.
Open line. Sakala just discussing that Wagoti in South Africa, I'm worried. Wagoti, we adopting English as a USA. I want to say USA abayazi English baget. Islung se abasula. An example, they came in their cars. Mopala pants, is it T-H-E-Y and T-H-E-Y? Or is it T-H-E-Y and T-H-E-I-R? Manje mauti, they came in their cars with 15. An example, any footy, I'm feeling much better. Mauti buya kutokotela, umtuata, I'm feeling much better. That means you must go back because you're not feeling better. You're feeling better. Bad, better, baddest. You're feeling better. So we need to move away from Leo English, Leo, please.
Yeah, so you raise a good point. I mean, obviously, we don't use American English. Formally, we use British English.
Yeah.
Right? American English, even the spelling,
bad,
horrible. Obviously, grammar, very different to what we use. But there is slang. Sometimes people are talking about in a casual environment. Somebody's like, yo, I'm bad, son. I don't mean I'm bad. I actually mean I'm good, right? So you need to differentiate between the two. And I think what has happened, specifically with the advent of technology and social media, to be specific, a lot of people started using slang. And because people read that a lot, it's kind of crept into their formal language.
And they watch that a lot. I mean, America, they're number one, man. Hollywood, showbiz, pretty much. So we consume a lot of that, and that does influence the kids.
100%.
Good morning, CZ and the team. CZ, for Umpo, why do you have to do to Obegu Club World Cup?
Okay, when she gets in there, we're definitely going to ask that question.
Good morning, CJ. I just want to say thank you so much for what you're doing, man. My favorite figure is Play-Doh, right? I try all my best to participate in Play-Doh, but sometimes we don't play my thingy, my voice note, but it's fine. One thing I've learned in life and what you're teaching the kids is you're teaching them that they can fail and then they have to approve again. They have to do it again. They have to keep on doing it again. And these kids are learning every day. Thank you so much. And God bless you, Maji.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I always say, and I'm not even joking, that's my favorite part of the show, by the way, Play-Doh. I love the kiddies.
Hi, Seize the World team. My name's Ndando. I'm 14 years old. And I just wanted to ask Uncle Suze if I can take up his offer for Uncle Lasuze to shadow, if he should not take the offer. This is because I'm really interested in the entertainment industry. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to ask.
Yeah, no problem at all. So let us know how old you are. In fact, you can call us. There's a producer. His name is Comfort. He'll arrange everything. And then one day when you're not going to school and we are on air, you are more than welcome to come and spend a couple of days with us. I don't know if you want to come there for a couple of days or just one day. But yeah, you can be here from the time the show starts to the time the show ends. And I'll show you how everything works in the background.
Oya kumbula ubaba wathi yena still usase member ye ANC kodwa wavuli MK. So no Floyd strategy asebenzisayo kahle kahle ufuna bamxoshe bese ayabuya athi yabona bangixoshile. So naye uthi usase member ye MK angeka resign ufuna bamxoshe. Two siyazizwa ikhalo zakhe nama point awabekayo Floyd kodwa manje siyacela bangasavuleni inhlangano. The more bavuleni inhlangano is the more amavoto ethu abantu abamnyama ahlakazeka. So sizoba united kanjani njengoba bakhaleli unit if bona futhi bahlakaza amavoto ethu. 3 ayi ngona vela yo join out yakhe lapha ku Power FM babe ne talk show nje eshisayo yepolitics ngoba yabona amajita ngathi ayi umncele so ufikile kubo. Siyabonga.
Okay, so let me start with your first point. Everybody's been saying this since yesterday. The things are different here. Because you got to look at what the motive is and what the person says they're trying to achieve. Jacob Zuma always said from the onset, what he's trying to do is fix the ANC. The MK is just a vehicle for him to do so.
Yeah.
So it makes sense then when he says, "Angifuni ukusuka le ANC, I'm not going to resign." Obviously, they expelled him.
Mm-hmm.
What Floyd is saying is something different. He's saying, yay. EFF, nonsense. ANC, nonsense. MK, there are some rogue elements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need you guys to tell me, should I open up a new vehicle? He goes on to then say, a political party should not be run by a family, yada, yada, yada. That's very different. If you say all of that, and then you still say you're not going to leave, but you want us to tell you whether you should open up a party, I then ask you, why do you want us to tell you should open a party? Not to say you've got a party. What you should do is you should be brave. Fix this party of yours. If you're saying this thing shouldn't be run by family, keep a family.
Yeah, actually, that's a good distinction that you made because the former president did say his is more of a holding political party. He wanted to almost barter or negotiate with the ANC to say, if you give me what you want or perhaps you remove President Cyril Ramaphosa because he's targeting me, I can come with Umkhonto weSizwe back to the ANC.
Yes.
So I think, yeah, there is a distinction.
And in fact, to prove that, Zuma's even called everybody back and said, hey, guys, EFF, Ozanla. ATM, Ozanla. Floyd is saying these guys are rubbish. So now, if all these guys are rubbish, you know why? Let me tell you why. Because I sat here and I'm the person who praised him and I said, this is very good for MK. I spoke about how wise and smart he is and I thought he was going to succeed where he was going. I'm also the same person who came in and said, "Yabona ngilinda pushi rumbeto." I even told him. So now, this thing, about the press conference is all nonsense, the whole thing, beginning to end. Nonsense. Listen, if you're going to make a stance, then stand by it. Ofunu hamenda wen hamba. A little parachala, one foot, sischenda, wuzganjanajan. Bambuza, where are you going to get the money? He doesn't answer a question. He says, everything I've been doing with my own money. Where are you getting this money?
Bro.
I was talking clearly. Where do you get this money?
Sizwe, he highlighted something around politics of proximity. That became the problem for him, that it seems if you have the president's ear, he's somebody that will then fall out with other people because you've said something to discredit another political party member. That's what he realized, that many people are close to the president, and that has become the problem, that's how the MK works. It seems to be orbiting around one figure.
He's not wrong about that.
So that proximity means if you're not within close proximity or you don't have access to Ubaba now, you're out in the cold.
Yes, he's not wrong about that. But as the SG, he centralized power and he made decisions that revolved around him. Nobody blamed him for that. How many people did he employ? Literally people that came with him from the EFF. Nobody blamed him for that. And look, don't make me sit here and defend EFF. But yeah, I will. Because if you are saying that these people is now a fiefdom. You're saying that these guys, basically you rubbished the EFF throughout the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You spent more than a decade there. Help building that thing. Right?
The cult.
Yes.
As he called it.
So why not? Why was he looking at this thing? Because you can't tell me it took you 13 years to realize what's going on. You see?
Hey.
That's the one thing. Then another thing, if you're talking about the unification of black people, if I wanted to unite with you guys, but I came here and in Tugenonke, What story? What sort of strategy is there to unite?
I should say sorry again.
Please, man. We're not kids. We see nonsense for what it is. I mean, I don't mind somebody who couldn't make this. Really, she's excited of it. I'm not in power here. I'm out. I'm going to go start my own thing. He's my lamb for free. Then, yeah, I'll support you. No problem. It is open line. Whatever you want to discuss. Let's go.
Yeah, I want to ask about the speed cameras, ne? So if a metro police or a normal police hit the camera over speeding, do they pay for them? Or bafikanje office in bawasule lama ama ticket, like driving their personal cars if they're driving over 120 on a national road. Bayawabhatala kodwa, or they just go to the office, hi, bacishe lama ticket. Like, I've been curious because, yeah, ne.
No, they pay for them. When you're driving a personal car, you are just a citizen. Let me tell you how I know this. I bought my sister a car, and my sister works for the SAPS. Remember I told you?
Yeah, forensic. Yeah.
So, measure security, I see it, and she has to pay for it. So, yeah, they pay for those things.
That's just corruption. You straight up.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. That's funny. No, they pay for those.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.